Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 95 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. The information is out with a new report today that explains the links that factory workers in China have gone to get parts of unreleased iPhones out into the black market, as well as Apple's countermeasures to tackle those problems and maintain high levels of product secrecy. One especially bad case detailed in this story is during the iPhone 5C era, when a worker was able to sneak a truck full of thousands of iPhone 5C cases out of the factory gates. In other instances, the report says that factory workers have been found trying to dig tunnels as a way to secretly get iPhone parts out of the factory. Apple enforces strict security measures on its contractor factories, including the addition of metal detectors for not just employees coming and leaving, but also trash. As part of the supplier agreement, factories must also let Apple security members inspect plants at any time. Factories are also fined if leaks happen, with fines ranging in the millions of dollars. However, the report says that leaks from Foxconn are not subject to fines, as the scale of that iPhone factory allowed it to negotiate better terms with Apple. It seems that Apple has successfully reduced the amount of leaks coming from the supply chain since the iPhone 5C days, but it's still struggling to prevent CAD files and other schematic data from being photographed and distributed. The information report says that Apple is actually now reducing the number of staff it has assigned to catching leaks of factory parts and is now focusing on cracking down on the leaks of CAD drawings and schematics. These sort of CAD drawings are often the basis of things like iPhone dummy models, cases, and renders. Nowadays, these leaks can often provide the most detailed looks at upcoming iPhones, even if no actual hardware has leaked from the supply chain itself. If Apple is able to successfully crack down on CAD schematics and renders, it would greatly reduce the number of iPhone leaks we see every year, but whether or not it's actually able to do that remains to be seen. Speaking of iPhone leaks, a new report from DigiTimes today says that Apple is working with supply chain partners to ready a time-of-flight 3D sensing camera system for future iPhones. According to the report, Apple is currently on a timeline that would have the feature debut in the 2020 iPhone lineup. A time-of-flight sensor is similar to the TrueDepth camera system found in iPhones today for Face ID, but adding a 3D sensing system to the back of the iPhone camera would enable high-fidelity 3D photo captures, and that would potentially open up new augmented reality opportunities for Apple. A rear-facing time-of-flight sensor would likely be able to work at much longer distances than the TrueDepth camera system, which has a range of just inches, whereas time-of-flight can work for many feet. Current iPads have no sense of the third dimension when shooting photography or video from the backside, but iPhones equipped with two rear cameras use the parallax offset of the lenses to approximate some depth of data. This is what enables features such as portrait mode and certain AR functionality. A time-of-flight system would provide a much higher fidelity 3D map than what Apple's current approach can generate and likely improve things like AR functionality and portrait mode. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard about Apple's work on time-of-flight camera technology. Last November, Ming-Chi Kuo said that Apple would roll out time-of-flight technology to the iPad as early as 2020, followed by the iPhone sometime in the fall of 2020. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. We all know that mirroring MacBooks and iPhones to Apple TV is easy, but do you ever wish that your Apple TVs could do more? With Ditto, you can let anyone wirelessly share their screen, Mac, Windows, Android, Chrome, and iOS to the Apple TVs in your workspace. It works with just the hardware you already have, and it's incredibly simple to use. If you're already using Apple TVs in your office, Ditto is the easiest way to give your guests and employees seamless screen mirroring access to share content, no matter what device they're using. You can try Ditto for free for 30 days now at goditto.com. That's goditto.com, and my thanks to Ditto for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Today marks World Emoji Day, and Apple is celebrating the occasion by detailing 59 new iOS emoji coming later this year. Apple says the new emoji characters will be available on iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch later this fall. Headlining the new emoji are a variety of new disability-themed options, including a new guide dog, an ear with a hearing aid, wheelchairs, and a prosthetic arm and leg. The holding hands emoji will also get a major update this year, with Apple touting that users will now be able to choose between any combination of skin tone and gender. In total, the new 2019 emoji set includes 59 new characters that make up for 75 total variations when gender options are taken into account, and a total of 230 new characters when skin tone options are included. Apple doesn't specify whether these new emoji will be available on iOS 13 or if they'll come with a subsequent update such as iOS 13.1. Nonetheless, Apple teases that they will be available to all users sometime in the fall. Last but not least, Apple has released the latest beta of iOS 13, as well as iPadOS 13 and watchOS 6 and tvOS 13. As the beta testing period progresses for developers, each release gets slightly less exciting, but today's update still includes a few notable improvements. 3D touch performance has been significantly improved across the board, while there are also new interface tweaks to the Photos app as well as the Share Sheet. tvOS 13 Beta 4 adds support for autoplay, which will continue the playback of a show after you've finished one episode. You can find our full roundup of all of the details on today's new betas in the show notes below. We've got a lot of other new things that are new on 9to5Mac today. Jeff Benjamin has published not one, but two new videos. The first is 9to5Mac's full review of the new 2019 13-inch MacBook Pro. Jeff also took a detailed look at iPhone 11 dummy unit, giving us our best look yet at things like the new camera bump and more. Michael Stieber has also published an incredibly comprehensive look into the modern furnishings of Apple Store boardrooms. This gives us a rare look into what goes on behind the scenes at Apple stores. Lastly, Zach Hall has posted the second episode of his new 9to5Mac Watch Time podcast, which explores how the Apple Watch is affecting the lives of users everywhere. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Be sure to subscribe in Apple Podcasts, read all of these stories and more on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.